America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Joining us right now is our sports director, the great Jeff Hathorn. He's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. No more clogged gutters, no more overflows, no more ladders. Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Morning, guys. I feel like the end of like Ron Burgundy, where it's like, welcome to Skeens Day, planet Earth.
Yes. And everyone's going to get to see what we've been seeing for 11 starts, Jeff. I guarantee they're going to make a huge deal about his warm-up routine. Real quick, just a prediction. Over, under a strikeout and a half. What do you think?
Ooh. I'm going to say at a strikeout. I'm going to say a strikeout. I love what Soto said during the home run derby yesterday. And it's so funny because I took it as, well, he's going to lean into a pitch, not that he's going to get a hit, because he's not going to get a hit. Maybe he'll lean into a pitch so Aaron Judge can get up. That's what I want the boss move to be. Like, if it's they get the first two outs and Soto's up, I just want Skeens to point to first base because – I want Judge.
Right.
Oh, that's what Doran you kind of alluded to.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, with Soto, I think he leads the league in walks, and that would just be kind of right up the alley and on par for everything. Like, hey, I want Judge. But do you – like, that was kind of leaning into my next question to you, Jeff, is do you think that they messed this up? For as much as they've got right with the whole Skeen situation of, you know, letting him get the start and knowing how much is surrounding him and knowing how many people want to see him pitch – do you think that they messed this up by not putting Judge in the third spot?
Come on, Bruce Bochy.
Right?
I mean, I get it. You're trying to work a lineup. But everybody wants to see this. It's an exhibition game. Let Judge hit third. I mean, have Soto hit fourth. Reverse it. That's the matchup everybody wants to see. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want him to give – I don't want Skeens to give up a hit or walk anybody, but – I really do want to see the matchup. And before the Pirates play the Yankees, I want it to happen on a national stage. Now, be careful what you wish for, but I don't think Paul Skeens is afraid. I don't think he lives in his fears. Just a hunch.
Do you think at right this hot second that Paul Skeens is the biggest star in North America sports?
I mean, since it's baseball season, there's really no other season going on. He's right there. It's crazy. Because you talk to guys at the All-Star game, it's like the buzz is Paul Skeens. It's so cool. And he's a Pirate.
And a rookie.
And he will be right. I mean, and he's going to be through pretty much the rest of the decade, hopefully. So it's pretty awesome.
Do you think more people are enamored by the Pirates now because of Skeens? Like, I think the obvious answer is yes, but it just seems that in watching Connor Griffin getting drafted by the Pirates and how excited he was and his family was to hear his name get announced and knowing that he's going to the Pittsburgh Pirates, I feel like there's an allure of the Pirates now that we haven't seen in years, and a lot of that has to do with Skeens, but also has to do with the fact that they're 500 and still right in the thick of things.
Yeah, but most of it has to do with Skeens.
Yep.
And to your point, I think, you know, when Connor said that on Sunday, like, hey, I can't wait to get to Pittsburgh because I view PNC Park as this rocking place because, well, I've watched a few games because I like to watch Skeens. And, man, PNC Park, it's electric. But it's so cool because there have been past drafts when you, every year we'll ask the first round picks or any of the picks, like, what do you know about Pittsburgh? And it's normally like a very polite, well, you know, they were in the playoffs when I was like really little and it's going to be cool. But this one was just like, oh no, I've seen it. I can't wait to be a part of it.
So I don't want to take this to a negative place because today, like you said, Jeff, is a celebration of all things Skeens. Let's say, knock on wood, that this doesn't happen, that the worst should befall the Pirates, that their schedule's really tough and they are 7-8 games back by late August. Do you think that they would shut Skeens down at any point if they're out of it? Because Doran, I thought, made a really good point. You really want to do that and miss out on all the potential revenue? What do you think they would do?
Yeah, I think they potentially could. I mean, here's the thing. You know, Ben Cherington was asked about it last week, and he kind of danced around it saying, you know, he didn't want to give a date, didn't want to say they were going to skip starts. Part of that, I'm sure they have a plan. I mean, you don't have a guy like that and not have a plan. You don't want to broadcast that plan because you are trying to, there is that business side of it as well. Like, you don't want to sell tickets, and you don't want the fan base to have to start guffawing and worrying about, well, wait a minute, there are going to be times in September he may not pitch. Like, that is a real question. And that's for everyone that wants to go all in this year. Those are thoughts that you have to have in your mind that, I mean, there's a chance that there would be times where either he goes back a couple of days or however they want to work it because they are big into a pitch load for him in his first season.
Jeff, so they're on, what, a four-game winning streak now that we're in the All-Star break, and they obviously won the series against the White Sox, haven't won a series since, I think, early April. Do you think that they continue this momentum after the break with the momentum that they've garnered in the last four wins that they put on paper? Do you think they continue this against the Phillies and then the Cardinals, or do you think it reverts backwards?
It will be a little bit more challenging against the Phillies than it was the White Sox. Man, those poor fans.
Man.
You know what, Jeff? Not to cut you off. I'll let you finish here in a second. I can't feel bad for any other baseball fans. We've seen our share of it.
That is true.
But sweet mother of God, that is a bad baseball team.
Bad.
Well, I mean, we've seen it at times, and it stinks. So, you know, I feel bad for them. But to the point about, listen, they're running into the Phillies, who are the best team in the National League. Then you got the Cardinals, who I do think is a flawed team. You got them at home, but then you go to Arizona. You go to Houston before the end of the month. Like, if they're still 500 at the end of the month, I think they will be in it, absolutely. But this will be a little bit of a buzzsaw, and you still won't have Jared Jones in July. You know, Ortiz has been great. Priester has been awesome. You're probably going to get Falter back. Gonzalez was good in his last start. Perez seems to have turned the corner a little bit. And obviously Mitch Keller has been a stud. So when you have that kind of pitching, you feel good. Where are those bats going to be? Is it going to be what we've seen the last week? Because consistency is something we have not seen from the offense. We're seeing good signs. Can they keep that going, especially as the competition gets better? What is it, like the fourth toughest schedule in the second half of the season?
It's
going to be tough.
Callis was making fun of me yesterday because I basically read the entire Pirates schedule in one segment, and there's one series against the Marlins where I go, oh, that team's not very good, and the rest of it, it is an absolute bear. As much as I want to see Skeens against the Phillies because of Yinzer Palooza and the spectacle of the whole thing, does it make more sense if they let him go the first game against St. Louis, and then that way he pitches against St. Louis, and then he would pitch again against Arizona, two teams you're battling head-to-head with in the wild card race?
Yeah, and it would be good for them, good for the Pirates, just to keep that on the down low. Unless, of course, you're trying to build some momentum for that Cardinals series. Listen, I think this is an opportunity to sneak some time, if you will. Now we'll see how that it eventually plays out. But yeah, I'm with you. Not that you don't need him against the Phillies. Not that you wouldn't want him to pitch that weekend. But you're going to have to find creative ways to let him pitch the season, and this could be one of those creative ways.
Jeff, what that is? Your house haunted?
It is.
Is that another chipmunk?
The dog was outside, and now he came in and apparently brought ghosts with him.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some WD-40. I'll see you there.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.